Larry Williams Drive.
Now we go to the markets from Milford Asset Management. Sam Trethaway is with us. Hi, Sam.
Evening, Larry.
So, Sam, how has the week been in equity markets for you?
Markets have had a strong week this week. The concerns around the US or Trump's trade tariffs have eased slightly. And the February jobs report up in the US, which has been a real source of market volatility, particularly throughout February, actually produced some pretty good numbers. So the headline number there was very strong, and there was modest wage growth. So this backdrop was very supportive for global equity markets, and we have certainly seen this reflected locally in our share market.
And on the corporate news front, what has stood out for you?
Certainly two things caught our attention. The biggest news of the week was Rod Drury stepping down as the CEO of Xero. That was certainly a surprise to the market. And the other piece was regarding Tower, where Suncorp, the Australian insurance player, sold 20% of its stake to private equity firm Bain Capital. This company, Tower, has been certainly the subject of a fair bit of turmoil, both in terms of takeover offers and discounted equity raisings over the past year. So an interesting move there.
All right, we'll talk about a couple of those. So Rod Drury, the market's still talking about him stepping down from Xero. What do you make of it?
I think it's a huge surprise from Rod, and especially given the short timeframes involved. So he finishes up his role as CEO at the end of the month. Rod was certainly a figurehead of the company for many, both in the market and in the, I guess, the customer side as well, and incredibly well regarded. And he has delivered one of New Zealand's greatest global growth stories. So I think the key thing investors will be looking for going forward is to understand his level of involvement in the business. And the interesting point to note about the announcement last week is that he will be a non-executive director rather than an executive director going forward. So that means his day-to-day involvement in the business may be less than what you'd expect.
And what about his replacement, Steve Vamos?
He is known to the market through his roles as a director of Fletcher Building and Telstra in Australia. But his involvement in Xero, which actually has apparently been going on for some time, was far less known. I think the interesting point about his appointment, though, is that you could argue that Xero is a company on a strong growth path in multiple countries all over the world. And a CEO of Xero will have to undertake a fair amount of travel in addition to the normal CEO activities. So The workload that Steve Vamos is taking on here is quite significant, and I think he seriously needs to consider stepping down from the Fletcher Building and Telstra if he's to give this role a fair crack.
Right, so it's a sign of changing times at Xero then, certainly.
Yeah, I think it's certainly another move to make the business more Australian-based and more globally focused. I think we've had the listing in New Zealand from the NZX now an Australian CEO, and I think it does signal where Xero is at in terms of its growth path. One of the points you could argue is that the plan in terms of the markets and the product has been built and set out by Rod, and the next few years are about executing.
Okay, and back to Tower, was the Suncorp stake expected to be sold?
I think it was certainly up for sale, but to whom and at what price were very much to be determined. Suncorp had paid around $1.30 or $1.40 for that, so just under 20% of that company early last year. And at the time, they made an offer to buy the rest, but that was turned down by the Commerce Commission, arguing that that would leave the general insurance market in New Zealand too concentrated. So Suncorp has been really forced to cut their losses and get out of this holding.
Okay, tell us about the buyer.
The buyer was, you'd expect it could have been Canadian investor Fairfax Financial Holdings, who had also acquired a material stake in the company and made a takeover offer similar to Suncorp last year. But it was actually a private equity player, Bain Capital, which stepped up and certainly did surprise the market. They paid around $0.80 for their stake compared to the $1.30, which Suncorp initially paid. Mm.
So does it mean any change for the way Tower is going to run going forward?
No, I don't believe so at this stage, particularly for the customers of the business. It looks like it's actually not the local private equity part of Bain Capital, but rather their investment arm, which has made the acquisition more of an opportunistic play. So I'm sure they have a plan for the holding, but it's less likely that you'll see them influence the business in a way you'd typically expect private equity to.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Trethaway, Milford Asset Management. It's now 6:21.